You mentioned the study that was presented at San Antonio by Bill Gradishar comparing NAB to docetaxel. Can you talk about sort of what that looked at and what your take was from it?
Yeah, this was about a 300-patient randomized phase 2 study. There were four arms. In three of the arms, the patients received the nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel. The fourth arm was docetaxel. The three arms of the NAB paclitaxel were 300 per meter squared once every 3 weeks, and two weekly regimens, either 100 or 150 per meter squared, 3 weeks out of four. The docetaxel arm was 100 per meter squared of docetaxel once every 3 weeks. Bill and colleagues looked at, they did some actually comparisons amongst the arms, but there were about 70 patients per arm. Well, what they presented were response data, and they were fascinating because the response rate for the once every 3 weeks nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel was 33%. The response rate for the once every 3 week docetaxel was 36%, which is what I would expect from single agent taxane in the first line setting of metastatic disease. But the responses for the two weekly nanoparticle albumin-bound preparation arms were about 58 and 62%. I mean, beautiful responses for these weekly regimens. And that's why investigators will take the 100 per meter square weekly as the appropriate comparator to go against docetaxel for the phase 3 study. So I tell you, this randomized phase 2 study was very telling because it was not only that they looked at the response rate. The progression-free survival is still early, although the numbers are starting to look interesting, but the tolerability was also very good for the weekly and now paclitaxel, 100 per meter squared, 3 weeks out of four. So good study.
You mentioned the economic issues. What specifically is it? Is it the issue of reimbursement, the cost of the patient, or cost to society that's concerning you?
Well, it's the cost of society. We need to look at the benefit that is being obtained with new drugs compared to older drugs. So let me give you an example. In the setting of trastuzumab, we could justify the expense clearly because we're decreasing recurrence by 52%, improving survival by 33%. But when you have two agents and the new agents, it's a little bit better, then it's hard to justify spending 10 more times the cost. You see, so we need to be very careful with how much we can charge based on the benefit that we can obtain with the newer drugs.